I'm here with Charlie Parrish, president of the board at 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. Hey, thanks, Charlie, for stopping by the station to share your experience of your long-term experience being involved in KRFY over many, many years. And as we were talking in the other room just now, it's over 15 years.
That's right. Scott Daly and I were doing some work up at Schweitzer together back in 2007 and 8. And he just happened to mention that he and a few other folks were putting together a community radio station at that time and really wanted me to be involved. And that was more or less the starting point for my involvement in the radio station. I don't know if everyone knows the fact that Scott passed away, unfortunately, about 12 years ago, and at that point in time, our station had just gotten started up. We had gotten a nice donation from Viggo Mortensen around that time, and that gave us some funding to keep the radio station going.
So was that before it went live on the air while it was still in the process of getting the license and building the station? Because you get a license to build.
Right. That all of that was going on at the same time. We just needed to know that we could take it from that point forward. So some of that early funding was quite nice to have.
Vital.
Yes.
It probably might not have happened. I remember Scott Daly corralling me at the Waldorf School about that same time and saying, we're going to have a community radio station. I said, how much are you trying to fundraise, Scott? And he said, lots of money. We need a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that was the early years. And then what happened?
Well, everything was taken care of. The station was set up. And as I say, I was one of the last folks to see Scott. He passed in August of 2011, and I felt at that point in time he had given me the baton to carry forward with the radio station. So that was, what now, 12 years ago.
And you have been the board president since that time, if it's my recollection.
Well, more or less at that, I'd say. I think Jim Healy may have been board president for a year or two there. So we appreciate his involvement since that time. So it was a struggle early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was kind of hit and miss. Is it
right.
Going to really make it?
Right.
What happened that was put it in a tentative kind of place? And then how did we come out of that?
Well, we had a lot of people that were involved early on to kind of keep us going. I might mention a few of the names. Jeff Poole, Matty Jablon, Barry Barish, who is no longer with us. Browse Hickman put some of the finishing touches on our station. Kelly McTavish, Jeff Burns, and Jerry Warren were all folks that stepped in to kind of keep us going in the early years.
And you just sort of wonder about what was going through their minds, because we really, at that point in time, weren't even on the air where all the fun happens.
That's right.
Where you get to be a broadcaster and you get to produce a show. It was a dream.
Yeah, we had to crawl before we walked.
That's a good way of looking at it. And over those years, what has been your role as far as, obviously, officially board president, but what role did you take on to sustain the station as you have over all those years?
Well, we've made a real push to find underwriters for the station over the years. And we've, at the same time, brought in a couple of fundraisers every year. Those things have helped. Couple of underwriters that I might mention, because they're kind of the backbone of our organization.
They've stuck with us.
Yeah, Sandpoint Property Management, Ned and Jennifer Brandenberger, Finn and McDonald's, Ben and Rhonda Tate. That's two that come immediately to mind.
And what about Trinity?
And Trinity, yes. They've been there since early on.
Right. And it's underwriters. So we have, how does the station funded is always the question. It's community supported, listener supported community radio, but it's not just the listeners, as you just mentioned, underwriters. And currently we have over probably 25 to 30 underwriters in different ways and shapes and form. Some are trades. And I just want to give a shout out to Evergreen Realty. That's your business that has been with us since the beginning. And it's that sustainable underwriting that makes the difference here at KRFY, as far as I can see.
That's true. I think if you checked out other community radio stations around the country, you'll find that our support through underwriting is one of the largest in the country.
I think you're absolutely right. I went to a conference of community radio stations in Olympia a few years ago, and we were all sitting around with all these other stations, big urban stations, didn't have the kind of underwriting support that KRFY does. So every single one of our underwriters counts, and I'd love to give a shout out to all of them, but
yes,
you can go on our website at KRFY.org. There's a button on there that says underwriters, and they're all listed there. And, you know, can we ask our listeners to support those underwriters? And when you're there at the business, whatever it is, if it's a business, if it's an organization, support them too.
Yeah. Write a note on your invoice. That's a great way to let them know that you appreciate that support.
Exactly. And so our underwriters, thank you again to Evergreen Realty for that long time underwriting support. And as you mentioned, several others that have been with us since the beginning. What do you see as the greatest need in the immediate and long term? I know that last August, we had our antenna transmitter had to come down from its site that it was at for years behind Walmart, and now we had to move it.
Like we only had one day notice.
About one day.
In my brain, anyway.
It was 3 days, not that much more. It had to come down, and we had to put up a temporary low-power antenna on this building at 323 North First Avenue and find a new place to live with that antenna and transmitter, which we did. And so we're at this point trying to recover the cost of that mandatory relocation. Do you want to talk about that for just a little bit?
Well, a big shout out to Jack Peterson and Jim Akers for all their many, many hours of work to get that finalized. We are suffering, I guess, I would say, because we had to make that almost $20,000 expenditure in a very short period of time. So that's something that all listeners should be aware of, and check your pockets for change, which if you wouldn't mind, because we can use it all. But again, Jim and Jack worked many, many hours to put this all together, and we had some assistance as well from KPBX in Spokane and some other consultants in the business that we have used before.
Right. KPBX lent us specialized equipment that allowed for that temporary tower to be put on our current building here, our station building. And Vector Broadcasting out of Spokane jumped on it because they're very busy. They're the only radio engineers in the Inland Northwest.
And what made it even more difficult was it was probably the first real cold snap we had that all this had to go up in almost 0-degree weather.
I know. I was there watching Conrad climb that unipole. It's not a tower. It was just a pole. I couldn't even stand it. It was so cold out. But there he was up there in full gear putting the antenna up. And those antennas, by the way, are huge. I was surprised. They had pulleys and levers and trucks and all this stuff. Anyways, there was a lot of assistance. But as you mentioned, the cost to our our reserve, you know.
Yeah, it was around almost $20,000. And we appreciate the school district giving us a spot to relocate, and that will always be appreciated.
That's pretty much a permanent home. So, yes, very grateful for that from the Lake Pend'Oreille School District. Okay, so anything else you'd like to share? This was an opportunity to have you come in and have your voice on the radio because we appreciate you so much. You've been with the station, and, you know, it's that long-term kind of deep commitment that makes something like this endeavor possible and strong and healthy. So
well,
thank you.
It's been my pleasure. And if anyone hearing this, we would appreciate any help you could give us towards making up this deficit that we have presently. But I also thank everyone who have supported the station in the past.
Over the years, our underwriters, our listeners. It's a fun place. It's a cool radio station. It's our own community radio station. So again, Charlie Parrish, board president of Panhandle Community Radio, thank you, and thank you for your spirit of community that you show through your commitment here at KRFY.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, my interview with Charlie Parrish, board president of 88.5 KRFY, our community station right here. And today, that's the morning show for you folks. Thanks for listening. If you didn't get to hear it all, there's a recorded interview with Bonner General Health about the loss of our maternity and OBGYN services. And you can, and also my interview early on in the show with Bob Aldrich, host of the Blues, KRFY Blues Hour. That was fun hearing about all the different kinds of blues and what makes blues blues. Now this interview with Charlie Parrish. Those will be on our website as podcasts at krfy.org later on in the day. There you go. Enjoy Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long. Bird Note is up next. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This is Bird Note. For Poetry Month, we're sharing poems.